The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution rejects talks with the U.S. under pressure and threats. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the U.S. points the gun at Iran and says it wants to hold talks, but the Iranian nation is not intimidated by such threats. He says the new members of the U.S. administration raise the idea of talks with Iran and say the ball is now in Iran's court, just like their previous counterparts did. The leader, however, says Washington should first clarify what such talks mean under pressure and without goodwill. He says U.S. failures in the Middle East have prompted Washington to call for negotiations with Tehran to play the talks as a trump card. The leader's comments follow new anti-Iran U.S. sanctions. The new measures target countries that buy Iranian oil. For more on that story, I'm now joined by Mr. Intifad Ghambar, who's with a spy satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Ghambar is a political analyst. Sir, welcome to the program. Now, what's evident is the inconsistency from the United States, where simultaneous to calling for direct talks, it implements more unilateral sanctions on Iran. How do you perceive this approach?
Well, I would like to call this arm-twisting diplomacy. I think his respectful comments by Ayatollah Khamenei are very clear that Iran is a proud country. The Iranian people are very proud people. This is a very old civilization. In light of the Arab Springs, this is a de facto situation. Many Arab countries are absent from the international scenes because of their internal problems, such as Egypt and Iraq. I think Iran and Turkey are major players in the region now, and I think it is difficult to ignore the role of Iran and ignore the talking with Iran. But as I said, this is an arm twisting to the last minute diplomacy. I think President Obama, in his second term, has more freeway to do what he thinks to be done. I think he is. I have some sort of confidence that he's willing to talk to Iran, and I think Iran has the right to make these talks unconditional with goodwill. I think the speech was very clear. This is not a denial of talks, but it's basically an alert that Iran is not willing to talk under pressure, which is very legitimate for a country, as I said, as a proud country, and in spite of a very harsh embargo, still plays a very important role in the Middle East. Iran is part of the solution in Syria, part of the solution in Iraq, and even part of the solution in the problems in Egypt and in the Gulf. So ignoring Iran is no more possible, I think, on a de facto basis.
Political analyst Mr. Intifad Ghambar from Beirut, thank you very much indeed, sir.